We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yomi Hilchos Shabbos, Simen Resh Mem Hey, Sif Gimel, says the Mechaber, Hicha Shelo Hisnu B'Tchila, if they did not make the appropriate condition before they created the partnership, Yish Tikan Al Yedei Sheyachzir HaMocher Lahem Dmei HaKarka, O Yimkaru Liish Acher. There are a couple of options that they have of how the Jew can still benefit from the money that is made, and not need to give all the money to the non-Jew that is made on Shabbos, and just split the money from the rest of the week. The Mechaber says they should just give back the money to the person who they bought the business from, or sell it, the business, to someone else, and then recreate their partnership, buy it back, and before they create the partnership, make the appropriate condition. If it wasn't a business, it was rather a market that they created on their own, not something that they bought. So each one should take their portion and negate the partnership. And then recreate the partnership by while making the appropriate condition before doing so. If what they had done is they had bought a piece of land to work on in a partnership, they should once again get rid of the partnership, cancel the partnership, and then recreate the partnership while making the appropriate condition. The Mishnah Berurah says that if they go about selling it back to the person who they bought it from, they need to do an actual new kinyan. And they can't just return the money, they have to actually be makna, the partnership, the business that they bought, back to the original owner. The Rama adds, V'im yirtze lahaskir le'nihudi chalko b'shabas ol ischaro b'kiboles, shari, k'moshen esbar le'el, sof simen reish memdal, en yomechas umet be'ej, shari, chosh ken kan de shari im shutafos ha'eno yihudi. If you have a partnership with a non-Jew, and you want to hire, so to speak, the non-Jewish partner to do the work on Shabbos, or to pay him b'kiboles, meaning you pay him to do a set job on Shabbos, the Rama says this is allowed, and he refers us to what we saw earlier, that you're allowed to hire a non-Jew to collect the taxes for you on Shabbos. The Magen Avraham, quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, points out that this is problematic, because we saw that that was a heter that was only said because of the tremendous hefsed that would occur to this person, an adam baholam amono, and that's why we were mekil. But over here, maybe such a tremendous hefsed, this wouldn't be considered such a tremendous hefsed that we would allow this heter that we saw earlier in Simen Reish Mem Dalet. So the Magen Avraham explains that what's going on and over here is we get out of the two problems that really exist. First of all, any money that is being received is going to be received b'havla'ah. It must be that he is not only hiring the non-Jew to do the work on Shabbos, but also one of the other days of the week. So any money he gets will not be schar Shabbos, because it will be money that is included in any money made the rest of the week. And the second issue of Marasayin also doesn't exist, because Marasayin is only true when everybody knows that a Jew owns the whatever it is that the work is being done on. However, over here, everybody knows that it's a partnership. So then it'll be mutter, since nobody's going to think that the Jew hired the non-Jew to do the work. They are just going to think that the non-Jew is doing the work for himself. So that's why the Rama would be able to say that you can hire your non-Jewish partner to do the work on Shabbos. It's still a little odd that he refers us back to Simen Reish Mem Daled, but that is the explanation of the Magen Avraham. The Mishnah Berurah adds another reminder that the Jew cannot talk to the non-Jew about any work that is being done on Shabbos, as we saw earlier on Simen Reish Mem Daled, because of Bimso Chefzecha V'Daber Davar. We continue with Sif Daled. Mechaber says, Yachli Yisrael Litein Le'en Yehudi Maos L'Sasek Bahem. You can give money to a non-Jew to invest. V'Yachal Pish En Yehudi Nosei V'Nosei Be'em Shabbos. And even though he's doing the investing on Shabbos, Cholikim Okolach Sachar B'Shaveh, the Jew can split completely the money with the non-Jew. B'nei She'en Malach Azomu Tal Asal Yisrael Asosa Sh'nomer She'en Yehudi Osa Shlichuso. Because there is no work that is obligated, that the Jew is obligated to do, that people would think that he hired the non-Jew to do work for him. The non-Jew is choosing to do the work on his own on Shabbos to do that investing. And there's also no issue of Marasayin, explains the Mishnah Berurah, because nobody knows who this money belongs to. So it's not clear. It doesn't even look like the non-Jew is doing work for the Jew. This is only true if the non-Jew is the only one that is doing the investing. But if they've made a deal where the Jew works one day, the non-Jew works another day, in investing the money, usr, that's prohibited, as we have seen earlier, because then you will have issues of splitting up the money evenly. And the non-Jew doing work, the Jew benefiting from the work that the non-Jew does on Shabbos, as he would really be obligated in doing work for Shabbos, as that is their partnership, and if the non-Jew does it, then the Jew is benefiting from not doing the work on Shabbos. The Ramah continues, V'Yisrael she'esh al mashkum en Yehudi, ayin lakaman simen shen chav hei, sif beiz v'gimel, which we will get to later on. Obviously, the Mishnah Berurah adds, you cannot tell the non-Jew to actually do the investing on Shabbos. That's obviously going to be usr as amir la'akam, as we have seen before. Sif hei, mutter li'Yisrael li'tein schor le'in Yehudi limkor im katzatz lo sachar. A Jew can give... A Jew can give a non-Jew merchandise to sell for him, as long as he gives him a set price, a set amount of money that he'll be paying the non-Jew to do the work. As long as a Jew doesn't tell the non-Jew to do the work on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah adds that if the Yom HaShuk, the one day where everyone does the selling of merchandise, is Shabbos, then it's ke'ilu you have told the non-Jew to do the work on Shabbos. Tanu she'lekachol Yisrael mashko me'enu Yehudi. If a Jew lends a non-Jew money and the non-Jew gives the Jew an oven as collateral, the kibel alavein Yehudi shema sheyala schar hatanar yitain liyisrael beribus ma'osav, and the non-Jew accepts upon himself that however much the oven goes up in value, he will give that money to the Jew as interest. Mutar litol schar Shabbos, you're allowed to take whatever money is made on Shabbos in terms of the price of the oven, value of the oven going up, even if it goes up on Shabbos. Because the oven is actually in the possession, really, of the non-Jew, and the Jew doesn't really have any ownership over the oven, it's just his as collateral. He's also not telling the non-Jew to do the work on Shabbos. No. And any work that the non-Jew is doing to make the oven more valuable is only being done for himself in order to be mekayim the condition which he made. Rav Moshe actually brings up an interesting discussion of interest that is made in a bank account, if it's actually compounded interest by the day, if that is the way that it works. So any interest that occurs on Shabbos, you would theoretically have an issue of a schar Shabbos. However, Moshe points out that this isn't the case, because since it works in 24-hour days, so whatever money you make Friday night is really part of the Friday morning, which wasn't a problem. Any money you make Shabbos day, you can really say that you made Motzei Shabbos, which wouldn't be a problem either.